Exclusive: Anthony Sabatini, Joe Biden's deadly Afghan withdrawal hangs over 9/11 remembrance. By Wendell Hasebo on September 11, 2021. U.S. Congressional candidate and State Representative Anthony Sabatini, R., on Saturday told Breitbart News that President Biden's deadly withdrawal hangs over Saturday's September 11 remembrance. Sabatini, who joined the Florida National Guard at age 19 and is still serving 13 years later, told host Matthew Boyle on Breitbart News Saturday, "This 9/11 weekend is one of the saddest of all my September 11th anniversaries because we have this very fresh and horrific memory of the lives lost just a couple of weeks ago in Afghanistan," Sabatini said in reference to the 13 U.S. troops killed by a suicide bomber outside the Kabul airport. "Due to this administration," Sabatini continued, "it's simply just not a normal 9/11 Remembrance Day, and it's sad to view it in that lens. This is the first president that really is putting us in a position where it looks like we might be actually worse off based on his withdrawal. The deadly evacuation doesn't inspire confidence in what we are doing in terms of foreign policy or domestic policy." Sabatini also told Boyle he will call for a congressional commission to investigate Biden's deadly Afghan evacuation for being more focused on identity politics instead of preparedness and planning. "We need a congressional commission to investigate this withdrawal and Biden's decisions in the military. This is the first presidential administration that has privileged identity politics and political correctness more than military for preparedness and planning," Sabatini pointed out. "There doesn't seem to be any planning going on to rescue the stranded Americans in Afghanistan." The conversation then turned to Representative Stephanie Murphy, DFL, Sabatini's 2022 midterm opponent, and her reluctance to back Biden's $3.5 trillion Trojan horse infrastructure plan, full of items such as expanding Medicare, amnesty, global warming initiatives, suburb displacement with low-income housing, subsidized housing, subsidized child care, and subsidized racial equity and environmental justice initiatives. Sabatini called Murphy's indecisiveness conducting some kabuki theater for saying one thing and doing another. "Stephanie Murphy has a 100% identical voting record to Pelosi. You heard that right. Literally, 100%," Sabatini noted. "Stephanie Murphy, without fail, always delivers for Nancy Pelosi. Murphy hasn't differed from her, Pelosi, one time this year in this Congress on one single vote. So what she's doing now is getting the rhetoric out, getting the media attention, saying that she's a moderating influence on the party. But then of course she'll fall right into line and vote for what I believe is actually quite literally one of the most destructive and harmful bills in the history of the country," Sabatini explained. "It's scary that that's the position that she's going to hold." Sabatini also described his type American worker-centric policies as the America First policies, based on trade, immigration, stopping the endless wars. "It's really the diametrically opposite of what Stephanie Murphy believes. She has a 100% voting record with Pelosi," Sabatini reiterated, "which means one thing. You basically are getting the San Francisco, California-style policies." Before concluding the interview, Sabatini said people in Murphy's district want change, pointing to Biden's low polling numbers in the district. Indeed, Biden's approval rating is massively underwater in several states nationwide heading into the 2022 midterm elections. In 25 out of 27 seats in 18 battleground states, Biden's approval rating is in negative territory. Additionally, in 12 out of 13 races where Republicans currently hold the seat, Biden also has a negative approval rating. In seats currently held by a Democrat, 13 out of 14 seats are affected by Biden's diminished approval rating. Biden's poor numbers, along with how strongly people positively feel about the president throughout America, are important because a president typically benefits down-ballot candidates. If the 2022 midterms were held today, for example, Biden would be of negative benefit to down-ticket Democrats. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.